Ladies and gentlemen, brace yourselves. It's time for Odd News with Scott and Val. The only segment brave enough to ask, who let this happen? And then read it out loud anyway. Proof that evolution is taking a coffee break in America. And one or two other places too. These are real stories involving real people who woke up that morning and chose chaos. If you're thinking, surely no one would actually do that, allow us to assure you, yes. Yes, they would, repeatedly. So settle in, lower your expectations, and remember, this isn't fiction. It's humanity, unsupervised, on Odd News with Scott and Val.
Oh, yeah.
And we should be supervised, right?
Oh, for sure.
All right, we're starting off Odd News today. We got a bunch of, there was a ton of them, so I did a bunch of short, just a couple liners. Val, would you like to start us off?
All right, a new study shows people underestimate how much sleep they need by nearly 2 hours. Researchers say chronic exhaustion has been culturally normalized, which explains why email sent at 2:47 a.m. says, per my last email.
Which was at 12:01.
Yes.
Airlines are reporting a surge in passengers attempting to bring emotional support items that are not animals, including pillows, houseplants, and one very calm-looking mannequin. Oh. Airlines say rules remain unchanged, but patience is thinning. Wow.
Wow. A tech company announced another AI assistant, Claude, designed to simplify your life. Early users report it mostly reminds them of how things that they were already ignoring.
Sorry. Is that my writing?
No, I think it's my reading.
Would you like to try it again?
Sure. Should I start from the beginning?
Sure.
The company announced another AI assistant, Claude, designed to simplify your life. Early users report it mostly reminds them of things that they were actually trying to ignore.
There you go. We're going to be doing all stories we mess up twice.
Okay. We'll be here all day.
A European museum visitor accidentally damaged a contemporary art piece while attempting to take a selfie. The exhibit was titled Fragility. Curators called it unfortunate but thematically consistent. It was
fragile. Police in Australia recovered a stolen vehicle after the suspect stopped to refuel and used a rewards card tied to his real name. Loyalty programs remain undefeated today.
Yay! Man in the UK attempted to fake his own disappearance, but continued posting restaurant reviews on his Facebook page. Investigators described the effort as half-hearted.
When are you going to take this seriously?
Yeah, we'd really like you to disappear.
A study found that an astrology chart forecasts a horrible day for a person. That person is more likely to give in and do something self-indulgent. My horoscope said I'd face challenges today. Didn't realize that meant choosing between pizza or burgers.
Oh, well, what does Brad want? All right. Speaking of Brad, a man in Poland had to be rescued by the fire department after becoming wedged inside a washing machine while playing hide and seek with the kids. Researchers got there just before the kids managed to negotiate an allowance increase to in exchange for not starting the spin cycle. Somebody spin dad. No, spin dad.
According to a survey of scientists, if there are space aliens, which we know to be true, mm-hmm. we should be afraid because the odds are the aliens are definitely mean and extremely aggressive. So basically, they are a green version of Sean Hannity. Mm-hmm. Scott thinks if anybody's head would look awesome in a jar, it would be Sean Hannity.
Just saying. It's all square. You know, because it's square and odd looking, like a box. And it'd be like, why do you have a box in a jar? And be like, that's not a box. That's Sean Hannity's head. Come on.
Or Cash Patel, because the eyes are already bugged up.
Look, the eyes are moving and his head's not even attached. Oh, poor Cash. Yeah, I wonder if he had enough cash if he'd get those fixed. All right. Woman in Finland was so mesmerized by her phone that she fell into a river, even as a bystander shouted, "Stop!" She was texting her boyfriend. After falling in, the woman was quickly pulled out, but her phone was lost in the river, which caused her to have a massive stroke.
Is that last part true?
No. But wouldn't it, though? It could have been.
No, it would for me.
All right. Let's go live to the scene and listen.
That's something, ain't it? She falls in a well, eyes go cross. She gets kicked by a mule. They go back to normal. I don't know.
She would have shot that fella.
She shot me.
Ooh. She's something.
She is. I like girls like that. Just saying.
Oh, I have just a little bit of breaking news before we move on. According to an inside source, Nigel is attempting to buy the network.
What?
It's somebody, I don't know if I should trust him or not. It might be fake news, but we need to watch out for that next week.
Really? Wow.
Yeah. So if we don't show up, Nigel is cut us.
I didn't even know the network was for sale.
I didn't either. Oh. I'm sure he's paying with Bitcoin. All right. In the UK, a parrot owner was alerted to his girlfriend's infidelity when his talkative pet let the cat out of the bag by squawking, "I love you, Gary." The girlfriend had been meeting Gary for months in the apartment she shared with her boyfriend and parrot.
Oh, good parrot. What kind of treat would you give your bird? Well, let's find out.
Does Polly want a cracker?
Polly wants a drink. Let's get loaded. Let's get loaded.
Don't worry, we will.
I'll buy that.
Pretty much sure they will after that, right?
I'm pretty much sure.
All right, on to Oviedo, Florida. I've never heard of Oviedo.
I haven't either.
Oh, it sounds like
Oviedo. We're going to Oviedo.
Oh, it sounds like something you might rub on your skin. Oviedo or Avena? All right. In Oviedo, Florida, 18-year-old Farrah Kernan was arrested after a domestic dispute turned physical when she hurled a pork chop at her mother and struck her. Police responded to the incident, noting pork residue on the victim's shoulder and filmed part of the altercation, actually. Kernan was taken into custody and faces pork chop battery charges. Authorities say the case underscores how arguments can escalate in astonishing ways. Now, meatloaf might categorize as a food fight, but pork chop projectiles are next level. Let's find out about the pork chop.
Ah! You heard of kung fu? Well, get ready for pork chop.
Yeah.
The
pork chop.
Pork chop. Pork chop residue is what got me.
Ew.
At this year's official carnival groups competition in Cadiz, 12 men dressed as scientists Stephen Hawking and performed a choreographed musical number in motorized wheelchairs. The show drew cheers and mixed commentary about creativity and homage at one of Spain's oldest cultural festivals. Organizers said the performances celebrated ingenuity and humor, while some viewers argued about respect and representation. Mm. That's kind of like science meets samba, and no one quite knew what hit.
Sure.
Why?
Because usually when people find out who I am, they get themselves a wheelchair, a shyster lawyer, and sue me for $750,000.
And now, for the most death-defying feat ever attempted by a man who just got out of a wheelchair.
Juvenile.
Shock and awe.
Tacky.
Shock and awe.
Tacky.
German practice is making its way to the United States. NBC Los Angeles reported on January 21st, Luften, which translates to airing out, but is also called house burping, involves opening doors and windows even in the dead of winter to bring in fresh air. Air quality professional Tony Abate is a fan.
A fan.
He said outside air can decrease concentrations of mold, contaminants, and carbon dioxide buildup. Optimal times to burp your home include first thing in the morning. I do something similar. First thing in the morning. All right.
It's air coming out of your body anyway.
Yeah. And you can do it after showering or cooking. and after having visitors too, because sometimes people were stinky. And it doesn't take long. Abate said 10 minutes, no more than that, is really necessary to air out your house. I'm airing out my house right now. Oh, that wasn't very good. Let's try to air it out again. Oh, yeah. It's working. It's working. It's almost there. Here it comes.
Did you hear that?
I did.
It wasn't me burping. It was the house.
Yeah, it's all better. Wow.
We burp our house daily because in the morning when we go sit in the hot tub, we leave the door cracked for the cats because if you don't, they want in and then out and then in and then out and so on.
Sure.
And so we leave the door open. So we burp our house daily and I didn't even know that was a thing.
Yeah, it's a big thing. And my neighbor's doing it right now. I think Joe's doing it in Belize. Alan in Kettle Falls. Let's check out on Ken over in Newport.
Yep.
Everybody burping their houses today. It's Tuesday, burp day.
Burp
your house day. All right. Are we ready for the last one? And is it me, Val?
I think it is you, and yes, we're ready.
All right, surreal video from a Florida neighborhood showed a man repeatedly trying to bite his own reflection in an outdoor mirror.
Oh, boy.
I'm going to do it with the video feed. All right, he claimed it was an intruder. Neighbors told police the individual became convinced the reflection was a physical threat after skipping sleep for several days. Authorities took him into care for evaluation. No mirrors were harmed in the follow-up. Maybe mirrors aren't portals. Or... are they?
Are they?
Yeah. I think they are. Pretty sure they are. Just listen.
Will you look into the mirror? What will I see? Even the wisest cannot tell. For the mirror shows many things.
All right. We find ourselves looking at the mirror rather than looking into and through the mirror.
Yeah.
When we do that, we can finally see the reality of how beautiful we are.
You broke the mirror. The bad luck is yours.
And I know there's something waiting for me on the other side of the mirror. Something evil. Monstrously evil. And that if I cross that dividing line, something awful will happen.
I realize that. But sometimes you just gotta look yourself in the mirror and say, when in Rome.
So go ahead, bite the mirror. It's okay.
It's okay.
Oh, and that is your odd news for Tuesday. All right. Wrapping up the show. Val, we forgot to talk to this morning about our ongoing contest. And people just have till the end of the month to get on board with winning one of your beautiful sparkle boards. This one's Bigfoot and the Northern Lights. And how do they do it?
Well, there's a couple ways that they can do it. And there's a couple things they need to do. So it's not just one or the other. It's both. So we need you to go to facebook.com/RFN Network, which is our Facebook page, and like that page. We also need you to then go to our YouTube channel, which is, I have to stop and think, Rogue Frequency Network.
At Rogue Frequency Network.
It should be at Rogue Frequency Network. And subscribe to that page. And once you do that, you're... name will be entered into a drawing for not only a Bigfoot Farkle board, but Bigfoot coasters and a couple other things thrown in there, like dice and instructions and all sorts of stuff. So,
and so
do those things,
yes.
And your name will automatically be entered.
I can make it real easy for you if you just go to Google and type in Scott and Val Save the Universe. We're the only radio show podcast with that name, of course. And there's only a couple brother-sister podcasts out there. We talked about that this morning. So we show up, and we have a ton of links already. So you're going to see our link to our Facebook page and our YouTube page right there, too. And you could just right-click and open them in new windows, go subscribe both, and you're in the contest. That easy.
Yes, and if you haven't seen a picture of the board and all the stuff you can win, you need to check out those two sources, too, and you'll see, give you a little teaser of what could be yours.
Yeah.